Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Guarding Dangerous Wild Hippos. That was suggested by Sean McDonald on Patreon. And this week, it's time for a giveaway. We're going to pick one of our 420 Club members out of this bowl, and they will receive either the opportunity to see me live in the town where they live or nearby, or if they can come to Los Angeles, because we won't pay for flights and hotels and stuff. You can get out here. You can come and sit in the audience of, there's usually only a couple people, medic guy who's going to dab us out later. And the winner is, oh, Joy Craig from Desert Hot Springs, California. So I think she will be joining us maybe in the basement sometime soon. Doug plugs, I'm doing the Doug Loves Movies podcast at the Rex Theater in Pittsburgh this Saturday, June 30th at 4:20. And then I'm doing it at the Funny Bone in Columbus, Ohio on Saturday, July 7th. I'm doing stand-up at Go Bananas in Cincinnati, Ohio on Sunday, July 8th. And I'll be also having a Dabs Day show at the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase. That's Tuesday, July 10th. Dabs Day. And I've got more shows coming up in places like Salt Lake City, San Diego, and more. So for all my dates and deets and links, go to DougLovesMovies.com and enjoy the show. Blast off! We're back in the spacement. I'm here with, as I like to say, a newbie and an old bee. It's Mike Cannon and Kyle Kinane, everybody. Got a serious studio audience, but also I just keep adding people to the work on the show, so that, just to get an audience here, they have to be here. Hey guys, hey Mike, let's talk to you. They're both, stand-up comedy phenoms.
Am I stealing your thing?
No, I take mine off after a couple of minutes. I just like to ease into it with sunglasses on.
Okay, I kind of like it.
You know what I mean?
I was considering shades. I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah. I forgot I had mine on my shirt. I'm like, well, it looks pretty cool.
Yeah, no, I if I could wear them all the time, I would. But, I have to go blind first or something to have an excuse. But Mike Cannon, first time on the show.
Yeah, man.
Do you smoke a lot?
A lot, yeah.
We've never smoked together, though.
No, this is very exciting for me. I've dreamt of this day.
Well, yeah, because we met in Sirius XM on mm-hmm. a radio show, so we were indoors, of course.
Yeah,
in a corporate situation.
I met you before that. My sister pecked you
what?
At Doug Loves Movie. Where was it? At the Gramercy.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. And you just came out and hung around that night
yeah,
or whatever?
Yeah, just came out.
Well, because weird. I mean, Kyle's done the Doug Loves Movies and
a couple times then.
Yeah.
That's why you're comfortable enough to wear shades.
Yeah. Let me tell you, bro. Done a couple times.
But yeah, I'd love to have you on that show again sometime too. But mm-hmm. anybody that agrees to do this show, I'm very excited about because most people don't agree to do it.
Cosmic party.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. As soon as it gets to 20 minutes after the hour, meaning that it's 4:20 somewhere.
Ding! 4:20 somewhere! Ding!
Specifically that, got a double. the mountain time zone, I guess, will be 4:20 in a couple of minutes. And we've got Sativa in all of the, it's 19 minutes after the hour. We got Sativa and all the pipes that are on the table and Indica standing by. The Indica's Humboldt OG. And the sativa today is Kosher Jack. And that, of course, is Jambo. Jambo.
Kosher Jack.
Jambo.
And that's a...
I'm scared to talk because I don't want to interrupt any sound cues.
That's a spray. No, the sound cues are supposed to interrupt you. That's the fun part
good,
of
that's
it.
Relaxing.
Yeah, yeah, But grab a lighter and grab whatever pipe you'd like to try. And
is it really kosher weed?
It's called Kosher Jack. I don't know why.
Shouldn't you?
I mean,
isn't that the whole point of the show?
One of the things I like about weed is that they're all gluten free. They don't have to say it in the name. And no, but you know, I mean, a kosher could just mean it's legit. This is some legit Jack,
excellent.
Right? Because that's what the word kosher kind of means.
By a rabbi?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I think we circumcised this particular strain.
Yeah.
Which one are you taking?
There's no sleeve on it. What's this going to do to me?
What does it say on it? I mean, the print's really small, but some of them are actual marijuana, and some is just what do they call it? CBD, where it's like
it was like a perfume, so you could just smell like you don't have a job,
right?
All right,
take a hit, guys. It's that time, and then we'll see what happens after that.
This doesn't work.
That is off-putting as shit.
What, you don't like to smoke out of a dildo?
The first bowl I ever smoked out of was a wooden dick.
What?
Yeah.
I was in Mexico the other week, and they were selling those. I'm like, it's pretty funny. I'm like, how old am I? Whose dad am I? Like, you can put your mouth on a dick to smoke a weed. Kids, come over here. You see anything funny?
Yeah.
Kids, look at this.
You give it to your teenage boy. You could smoke weed if you only use this pipe.
I got to watch, and it's got to be in front of your friends. Maybe invest in some lighters. That could be. Look at all this, and you got
a ton of them. You know how it works.
Three-pack lighters.
You know how it works with stoners. Plenty of lighters, and none of them work. Oh, yeah, you're right about this one. Nobody will ever find that again. Or it'll start a fire over there. The only time it worked was when it started a fire. Because I threw it across the room.
Save the gummies.
I love how smart that pipe makes you look.
Yeah, I'm in Mensa.
All right, I'm gonna dump some indica into this baby and then smoke it. But how do you like that kosher jack? It's pretty tasty.
Nice, yeah.
That's this, what I just, that was this?
I think so, yeah.
Out of chameleon glass.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for plugging them. They send me stuff all the time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
This one's got an eyeball on the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's creepy. I'll
turn it around.
Yeah,
that's what you got to do with that. You just
need that.
I turn that one around when I'm having sex. I meant masturbating.
Stop making pot paraphernalia. That freaks me out, man.
Well, that's why, you know, Kosher Jack's a sweet name. You know, it's so much better than, you know, green crack.
Kosher Jack, that's... Well, I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that. This one looks fragile.
I've had about 10 thoughts that I've cut off right at the...
Yeah, I should do a... Right, I should do a... don't know where
it's
I was going.
It's going to be a long hour, man. I think this might be fun.
I'm going to call my next tour. I don't know where I was going with that.
Oh. Where was I?
Including, okay. I don't know which town I'm supposed to be in. But, Mike, we always talk to people that have never done the show before about their first time, their high history. If you know.
I'm going
to
have my whole... High history.
So what's your what was your first experience like, if you can remember it?
I was in 10th grade. It was at a soccer pasta party. So the night before game. Yeah, the night before a game you get carved up. So you go to like
that's
a teammate's
a real
house.
Thing?
Oh yeah, I think so. Or at least
wait, you think it is?
I don't know.
You
it was at that point.
Kind of homeschool
unless
shit
this is
that.
All a made up memory.
Yeah, were you like a weird kind of Christian growing up?
No.
Really?
I can be if it leads to a thought.
All right, I didn't know you would eat a lot of spaghetti before a soccer game.
It is a weird thing. Like, I never really understood it because it always weighed us down, I thought.
Right, but it's supposed to give you energy or something. Carbo-loading, they call it?
That's what they call it,
yeah. They did it on The Office. Michael Scott did it before.
But
10K.
He ate, like, fettuccine or something like that.
Yeah, and he it was very bad for him. It didn't work out so good. That's my only experience with that, so I don't believe it would work.
Go on.
I mean, we weren't.
Indeed.
Trying to find a way to do that.
This is like a dildo you'd find in the library.
It's like I got an anteater vibe to it.
Right.
I like it. Well, yeah, that kid's dead now. The kid I smoked with.
What? Okay.
Yeah.
From the soccer?
So... No, he ate too much carbs.
Why did he die?
Yeah, why? Not how. Why?
Whose fault was it?
Why did he go and do that?
Yeah.
Car accident?
No, he did it.
Oh, he killed himself?
Yeah, he went and did it.
Jesus.
I know.
He really...
That's why and how.
A great,
what a sad history.
Picked a great first story. The first person I smoked weed with has killed himself.
Yeah, he sure did.
You know, not to be insensitive, but how long did he make it after smoking with you?
This was last year, so...
Okay, so...
17 years?
2 years. Yeah.
Good ride.
Yeah, okay.
How long are we into this show?
we are in the 10-minute mark, but it's not a full hour. We start at 15 after the hour and then end right at the top of the hour. So we have two commercial breaks.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I want you to plan accordingly.
I was going
to
get sad. I was getting sad. Really? I was like, I'm going to be sad for a long time. We don't turn this shit around.
All right. How about this for both of you? The riskiest place you've ever smoked. Like,
Oh, shit.
Mine's probably Ground Zero. Yeah. No.
My dead friend's funeral. Blew it in his face in the casket. That one's for you, buddy.
Yeah. Old times. One more for the road. Oh,
close the lid. Close the lid. Keep it in there for him.
I think I got to put that in my will that I want people to blow smoke in my face in the casket.
Don't ask people to do that. Don't do that. I think it would be a bad idea.
I want to be high in heaven. Okay, riskiest place. Do you have one?
I almost got caught outside of Patrice's special. I was online for that, and I was smoking.
Okay, so you're just going to bring up dead people the whole time.
I didn't even realize.
Yeah, Patrice O'Neill, a great comic. Mm-hmm. You were going to go see his special?
I was going to go see his special, and we were smoking, and a cop had approached, and I just dropped it. I had to step on it and, like, hold the hit in, and it was at the end of the night, and the guy just looked at me like he didn't want to fill out paperwork. So he just kept walking, just shrugged, and was like, all right, I'm out of here. Then I went home.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a big reason that a lot of cops, like, just sort of let marijuana go, because it's paperwork for something that's, you know, it feels ridiculous.
Did you ever, like, ditch something, and you're like, oh, I wasn't going to get caught at all, I just threw out a bunch of drugs.
Yeah, yeah. Or we ate a bunch of weed going over the border into Canada one time, and, you know, when we got to the other side, we had to step out of the car and search the car. So if we just had it in our pockets,
oh shit,
we would have been fine.
Yeah. Oh fuck. Don't they say to do that? Don't people say you're better off keeping it on you instead of?
That sounds like a trick.
Yeah, that doesn't seem right.
Sounds like a total trick.
As you said that, a giant water just hit your chest.
Yeah. The best
I was walking over was the problem.
The best place to keep it when driving is just in the trunk, because theoretically the trunk won't get opened unless there's a.
That's the Jay-Z song.
Is it?
Right. The 99 problems is in the trunk in the back. I'm really bringing up some hot shit right now.
But I didn't know. I really thought that he had a song that
Yeah, he said his trunk is locked, so you need a warrant to enter it.
Okay.
Yeah, I get all my law from Jay-Z.
Wait, but he's just saying, don't fuck me in the ass, is what he's saying there.
What?
My trunk is locked, so you need a warrant.
He's not a bottom. That's the message.
That's
of the
what
song.
He's saying, yeah. Oh, do you have a riskiest place, Kyle?
No.
Okay, moving on.
I'm a real square.
Yeah, right?
I could probably think of a good one, but later. I mean, I've used a vape pen in Disneyland. I hope they don't kick me out. I hope they don't ban me.
Oh, you just said it out loud.
I know. We're going to have to edit that. It's always fun to put in a really long bleep and then not tell anyone what got bleeped out. It drives people crazy. I guess they could lip read on this show, but on the podcast. Okay. Marijuana knows something? Yes. This is a question we're all going to try to figure out. I don't know the answer. What does the winner of the wife carrying world championship? That's like a race where dudes carry their wives and while they run through through like a bog. It's held annually in Finland.
Nearby here?
It's held annually in Finland, the world wife-carrying world championship. What do they receive as a prize? We have to try to figure that out. What would make sense as a prize for someone
stay warm.
Who carries their woman and wins the race? I think they also have to step over a couple of logs.
Is there a weight class? Like, is everybody...
I think it's all... So
just
like
who, it's just who you're married to.
So DeVito and Perlman take it every year.
She just spider monkeys to his stomach.
Getting some but visuals I didn't plan on.
let's think of this. These questions can be really annoying because, like, once you hear the answer, you're like, "Yeah, of course, that's what it was."
Wait, is there a real answer?
Some Finlandia vodka. Yeah, there's a real answer.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, what do they get?
I can't even imagine a world where this exists.
I mean, I can see, like...
I've seen footage of it.
Is it, like, just two at a time? Like, you know, a drag strip?
I think it's a massive race. Like, everybody goes at once.
That's too confusing.
I think.
Is it, like, a tough mudder? Like, there's hills and obstacles?
There was brackets.
I think there's obstacles.
Okay.
I think there's logs and water. I think. But man, wherever this is on the internet's going to get a few hits after this conversation. I got to go see this shit. All right, so we give up?
Yeah.
Thinking of a good prize?
I knocked over these little things.
Well, that's okay.
My heart has never beaten faster.
Ugh. Their wife's weight in beer.
I was going to make an insensitive weight jump, but I was like, there's no way. Finland's better than
that's
that.
That's it. That's the answer. Okay, so there you have it. We got through the first segment. We're going to come back with more with Mike Cannon and Kyle Kinane after these messages. When Joni Mitchell wrote, "You don't know what you've got till it's gone," she could have been talking about many things. The redemptive quality of true love, your beloved poodle Lucy, the last LaCroix in the office fridge that your coworker Brent is always snagging. Sadly for some of us, Joni was singing about a lustrous, full head of hair. Don't despair, for hymns.com has your back and your scalp. It's a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness for men. They offer medical-grade solutions prescribed by real doctors and well-known generic equivalents to name brands that can help you keep your hair. And while you might want herbs in your tea, the products at 4hymns.com are not herbal supplements. They're prescription solutions backed by science. What I love most about 4hymns is that you can order everything you need from the comfort of your own home. That means no more awkward moments or time spent in crowded waiting rooms, in that cold doctor's office, or on long pharmacy lines. Save hours by going to 4hymns.com and answer just a few questions. A doctor will review your file, write you a prescription, and everything is sent directly to your door in stylish, discreet packaging. Order now. Our listeners get a trial month of everything you need to keep your hair for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See the website for full details. This would cost hundreds if it went to the doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hymns.com/DOUG. That's FORHIMS.com/Doug. 4hymns/Doug. But please don't slash Doug. We're back. And we are here with, of course, Mike Cannon and Kyle Kinane are still with us. You guys are still with us?
Somewhat.
Yeah, okay. And we're joined by Alicia, and she's got Hot Topic.
Hot Topic! I do. All right. So on June 19th, this is really exciting, Canada's Senate went ahead and passed the bill to legalize recreational marijuana use.
Yay, Canada.
Yeah, Canada.
You did it.
This is a vote of 52-29. It's going to be the second country in the world after Uruguay to legalize marijuana nationwide.
Wow.
Yeah, Uruguay, though, that's a much smaller patch. It's a much smaller space that legalized it. Canada, that's Massive.
You could really stretch out up there.
Yeah. There's plenty of room to grow weed, that's for sure. But so what's the kick-in date? When can people actually start just smoking weed in the streets? I'm talking to people of color, like white people can already do it in Canada, I think.
Yeah.
I just did it the other day.
It's going to be October 17th this goes into effect. So okay. Adults can carry and share up to 30 grams of legal marijuana in public and cultivate up to 4 plants in their homes.
Wow. See, I like the being able to cultivate at home. I would never do it, but if weed prices got out of hand, as long as that's part of the deal,
Yeah. You
could grow some or at least have a friend that does.
Right.
You know, you have to meet somebody that's a good grower. Because it is, it is quite a skill. It's not something you can just pick up, you know.
I don't know if I'd be able to do it.
Right? Do you ever cook with marijuana?
Yeah, every once in a while.
That seems too involved for me, but you did that.
Yeah, I guess. Wow, I believe in myself.
I'm quite the motivational pot smoker.
Immediately felt capable.
I just convince other pot smokers that they should do things that I don't want to bother. I don't want to waste my time with. Kyle, where do you get your fucking like?
What?
Do you? Are you doing all right? You'd be spinning around in that chair if there was room enough.
I know.
That's why we bring in so many people and keep it so tight. Everybody has to keep looking forward. When Jack Black was on, he was the only guest, so he was spinning around the whole time.
Yeah, it feels kind of inherent.
Yeah, you want to spin, don't you?
Where did I do what? What's happening?
How often do you go to? How often do you go to Canada?
Fucking, few times.
Montreal,
with,
you going
with a lot,
to JFL
with a lot
this
of paperwork.
Year? Yeah, right. Yeah, it's kind of a hassle, but. It's so fun once you're there, right?
Yeah. I got a DUI, and so I had to get lawyers and stuff.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So.
Interesting. Sorry I brought it up. Nobody died.
No,
nobody
I get died. To go. No. No, everybody's fine.
Great.
Knock on wood.
Is that all that to that story?
Yeah, you know, must be 18.
Oh, okay.
If anyone was
I'm glad
wondering.
You, got, yeah. you threw that in there. That's just a very responsible thing to add to it.
It's
yeah.
important to know.
Yeah, we're happy to be on the internet, so we want to be educational and responsible.
So after Canada legalized recreational use, the mayor of Minneapolis went, "Yep, that sounds great." His exact quote was, "Marijuana will soon be legal in Canada. Let's make Minnesota next, and then the U.S." So, this follows an ending low-level marijuana sting in Minneapolis. sorry.
Again, Minneapolis felt to me like weed is legal there. Because, first of all, it's so fucking cold, no one's going to say shit to you. You know, because all you got to say is go back inside.
Yeah.
Well, because you're white. Because what I was going to say is that of all the stings, it's never white people. And so they're pointing out the racial bias as a really
nice.
Good reason to just go ahead and legalize it. Because there's
yeah,
an obvious
it's ridiculous.
Problem there.
Yeah, it's a real racial bias in regards to that particular supposed crime.
Yeah.
And the fact that so many places are legalizing it.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm so excited for New York to do it.
Yeah, New York would be really cool.
We'll just change everything.
It makes me super paranoid being high there, but it's a really fun place to be high.
And it is legal medically there, if anyone's wondering.
Yeah, that's true. Absolutely.
Where in New York?
But, yeah, but intense medical, like the hard stuff.
Hard stuff.
Yeah, yeah. 7 days of good luck you just got for picking that up.
Oh.
Not good luck, better outlook. You'll have a better outlook for 7 days.
Fuck
it's
it.
All, you're the all one right. that has to change. It's really not a great touchstone. It forces you to look inside and think about yourself.
I knew there was a curse involved in something on here.
All right, next pot topic.
Pot topic. There was a recent U.S. poll, and so I have some results from that, which I think are actually really interesting. So... firstly, it found that 68% of voters now support legalizing cannabis.
68%?
68%.
Yeah.
Of all the voters?
Yeah. Of all people that bother to vote, they're the ones that say 68%. I think that's a good, strong number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This belief is held by a majority of all major political parties, proving it is a bipartisan issue with 77% of Democrats, 57 of Republicans and 62 of Independents in support.
Yeah. mean, all you know, most politicians are money is a big part of their how they get elected and why they want to be a politician in the first place, to be rich, and or they already are rich and they want to make the rules. And so, of course, they're realizing that marijuana is okay because it makes them lots of money and makes people that they don't like seem more like they'll be more docile.
It's a win. Already spraying
it's a
us
win-win.
With
it's a win-win for them. Right?
I don't know what's going on. Bunch of fucking gibberish happening around here, man.
How did you come out of it the last couple times you did this show? Do you always walk away like, why did I do that?
Yeah.
That was too much.
Dude, I'm saying that right now.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you you coming back. And
All right.
You know, you don't have to smoke anymore. You just have to do 5 dabs in the next segment.
All right. That'll level those me
are,
off, right?
Yeah, those are totally different. They're like coffee. They'll totally level you out.
Okay, cool.
Alicia?
Yes.
Sorry.
Did you get a hit yet, by the way, of anything?
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm
good
over here.
Okay, good.
So 66% of men were for legalizing it, but 69% of women were.
Go women!
Yeah.
Also, great number, always. super fun number.
All the women called each other so we could strategically plan that.
Yeah. There's no funny numbers past 69. That's the last one.
True.
You know, another fun number is in all the way up until 666.
So it also found that 70% of voters supported clean slate laws. So those would automatically seal nonviolent criminal records.
Love that.
Yeah.
Love that. Because there's people with 2 strikes against them that can't fucking jaywalk because they're going to go to prison. And they shouldn't, those first 2 roaches they got caught with shouldn't count for anything.
Yeah.
That's what's weird is how many people are incarcerated right now still, even in states where it's been legalized. Mm-hmm. They're still incarcerated for marijuana crimes. I think we determined that Seattle decided to let them all out.
I never even thought of that.
I think.
Yeah, I just figured they just let them all out.
No. It's still. You broke the law when it was against the law.
Yeah.
So stay in there.
That sucks.
Yeah. Bad deal. Kyle is loving all the fun things we're talking about today.
I feel like it was going to be a test, man.
Definitely a quiz at the end of it.
Okay, but let me ask
you
this, Kyle.
So many dates and numbers.
Well, I want to get your plugs in. What's your new animated Netflix series called?
Paradise P.
Yeah, I really thought you were going to miss it. Mike choked because he thought you were going to miss it. Paradise PD, what happens there? It's a police force is it Paradise, California or Paradise
no,
as in
No, it's Paradise
eternal...
in a cartoon land.
Yeah, okay.
And they're cops.
I love it. So
and
there's
and
nothing for
shitty,
them to do.
They're shitty
Paradise.
Cops, yeah.
Okay.
And they're an underfunded police force and I'm a drug dog.
Oh, okay. All right. That sounds awesome. And he's on Twitter and Instagram. I'm asking you this stuff now because you might get higher.
I hope not.
Well, we're about to do the segment where everybody blows in your face.
Is that a real thing?
No.
Okay.
Instagram, he's Kyle Kinane, and also Twitter, Kyle Kinane. And Mike, I'll do your plugs in the next segment because Alicia still has more pot topics.
Topic. Trinidad, Colorado. It was a mining boom town in the late 1800s.
Okay.
And then there was suddenly a very steep economic downturn, and the town fell in hard times. So the city lost about half its population. Downtown was just almost desolate until it was saved by marijuana.
What did marijuana do?
Saw that coming.
And when it didn't, it wasn't wearing a cape. Tell us what it did, please, while I cough.
With 23 licensed retail dispensaries in a town that has a population of 8,100, each dispensary services 352 residents. This is 10 times the amount of customers that dispensaries have in Boulder or Denver. The town is now thriving with new restaurants, dispensaries, weed-friendly hotels, all catering to visitors from nearby non-legal states. And the city manager says that 5% of the tax, the 5% tax for marijuana sales brought in $2.5 million last year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Kyle. That's what I was trying to say earlier. It's all about the money.
Where?
Anybody that can get rich off it will decide that it should be legal. Can I see the card really quick?
Yeah.
Where is that?
Trinidad.
That's right.
Trinidad, Colorado.
Yeah.
Because I really like I like the idea of a, you know, weed hotel. For, you know, because it costs me a couple hundred dollars every once in a while when I smoke weed in a non-weed hotel.
Yeah.
But Trinidad, I wonder what part of Colorado it's in. Like, is it, what city is it near? Boulder's already a pretty great weed town.
That's over there.
Yeah, that's in that area.
Jumping.
Mork and Mindy was in Boulder.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not, she's not the only one with pot topics.
Hot topic! Do you have another one?
Yes, please.
Massachusetts Cannabis Control Commission unanimously approved the state's first recreational marijuana business license. It will be awarded to Sierra Naturals, a cultivation facility that already grows medical marijuana.
All right.
Yeah.
That was a fun one, Kyle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was all right.
It's not all doom and gloom.
Sound like good news.
It's not all terrible. Yeah.
Good for them.
I love it. That's all the pot topics?
Pot topic! Tell me more about that one.
Please.
Sure. Stephen Hoffman, the chairman of the Cannabis Control Commission, said, "Even though it's a significant milestone, I want to stress it's the beginning, not the end. It's going to be a great industry that Massachusetts is going to be proud of."
All right.
Yeah.
Go Massachusetts. I mean, it's just, you know, it's popping up everywhere. People are all having real positive attitudes about it, and I love it.
Are they still going after them, though? Like, is the federal government still, like, raiding at a high level?
I don't know how much raiding's going on. Like, I imagine they still want, you know, like doing that sort of thing.
Yeah.
It was Obama who said, you know, back off of that.
But then he did.
What?
He still raided a ton.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So,
he
like,
said that publicly, but then, yeah.
I, you know, states where it's legal, of which I live in one, you know, don't seem to be having any issues.
Nice.
Is that bong, is it like hard or rubbery?
I thought it looks like it's made out of wax.
It's the same kind of rubber as this, but this one's like bendy because it gets so thin down at the end. But this you can't really... Can't really like fold it over or anything. It's really, so it's hard and rubbery, Kyle. It's a twofer.
Okay.
And then it's fruit stripe gum colors. And I like it. And also, well, if you really want your mind blown, get out of the way, guys. You got a place where you can put your lighter like that.
Oh.
Oh, that's a party. Oh, that's cool. A good party.
Yeah, right.
That's good walkabout.
He should also have a leash. It can only go to right here. But, all right, Alicia, that was a great job with the pot topics.
Yeah. Pot topic!
We're very excited for Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just got back from there. Had a nice time. I should mention, hashtag save the Rio. We did a benefit for the Rio Theater that you can listen to the Douglas movies that came out of it. You can listen to that. Wherever you listen to podcasts now. But it's time for another break. You guys are the most fucking chill. I mean, I don't know if chill is the right word.
Well, I
silently
what have you,
panicking.
I think, are you panicking?
No.
Yeah, see, I think you're having a, you're silently,
no, totally
you're
cool.
Silently happy, and he's silently stressed out.
Yeah.
And it's really, it's just, it's a unique episode, because usually at least one of two people is a real motor mouth, and especially comedians, you know.
Yeah.
And you guys, you're giving us a lot of room to work. Thank you.
LAB.
We had to do a lot more talking in this segment than we intended. But we will be back with who knows what's going to happen when the Dab King walks in. Thanks, Alicia. We'll be back in a minute. Music. What was going on there? It was like a commercial with no words. Music. It's very. I just started thinking somebody just had their own personal music on inside the. Because that'd be kind of fun, you know. Like a lot of live TV shows, they throw on some peppy music during the breaks. Yeah. You know, we just sit here and listen to the commercials. Mike Cannon. Check out his podcast, Irish Goodbye. Yeah. So that's the podcast where people tune in and you're just not even there.
You leave unannounced.
Yeah. And then you have a new album called I Think It Just Kicked In.
Yeah.
Nice.
And that's mushrooms.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't. That's not weed. Maybe edibles. And then you can go to MikeCannonComedy.com for his tour dates. And I am Mike Cannon at... why don't you do it like Yoda style and change your name to Mike Cannon, M.I.? Because when people start to type Mike Cannon, the whole thing will come up right away, whereas people are always going to start typing I am to try to find you. Damn. You're welcome.
That's fantastic. Changing everything.
But Mike Cannon was taken, right?
Yeah, for sure.
That's what happens.
That is never tweeted.
That's what happens. Yeah. So a lot of people put just comedy after their name, so then nobody ever has to type the comedy, because by the time they type your name... two names come up.
Yeah.
That first dick, Mike Cannon, doesn't deserve it because he has no notoriety. And
no posts.
All right. Okay, we did your plugs. So this is Taylor Rizzo. He's the Dab King of Southern California. Hello. And his title just keeps growing every year. He's going to be El Dab Presidente before we know it. He comes out with his old dab rig, and he tells us all about dabs and, you know, how great they are. And then we gently ask the guests if they want to try it. So let's start with Taylor just taking one himself.
All right.
Tell us what you're working with today.
Okay. This is some Skywalker OG.
Oh, yeah.
CO2 oil.
Okay.
Which is really nice.
Okay.
No.
It's too much for him. Too much of a step up.
I don't think being high in science should meet in Kyle's world.
It's like, Tim Burton made that.
That's a piece from a motorized toothbrush.
Yeah, it's the cap thingy that he puts on there and to finish the job. And, of course, he's taking a big dab rip because that's all you do now? Like, you'll smoke flower in a social situation?
No, I feel like I smoke so much that my tolerance is high that I gotta just mix it up constantly.
Mixing flowers, it up is good, yeah. I do. That's why I like doing the dabs with you once a week, is that it mixes it up for me, you know? It reminds me I shouldn't do dabs. It's a great system that I have. No, I love it. It's really good if you're... have a nap coming up very soon.
Yeah, or if edibles don't work and you just need to reach that next level.
Yeah, let's get there now.
Right this second.
Let's do it.
Seems like a lot of work.
All right, so give me like a small to medium, the medium, I guess. A medium. Yes.
My palms are the sweatiest they've ever been.
Have you guys ever done the gag where you... where you tell the staff if people in the audience order you shots to just bring up water or Coke and a shot glass, and then that way you can just shoot it and everybody thinks you did it, and it's a great scam to pull. I just thought I should do that on this show. I could give me a big one, Taylor, and then you just put like a teeny little bit on there. Mm-hmm. But no cheating. This is live and real because I'm too high to not lie. Oh, that's a good slogan. Too high to not lie. I try not to think in t-shirts. I just think there's too many t-shirts in the world.
You ever
I'm sorry to say that in front
that's
of Mike.
A t-shirt.
Mike T-shirt Cannon.
It's giving me anxiety watching it.
Is that like Calliope music or something?
Okay.
Are you going to do that?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm a
bad example. I shouldn't do it right before the guests. Because Taylor makes it look like, got it, good. And I'm over here.
I don't want the light and everything. I don't know. That's so
you don't
involved.
Have to do anything if you. I can just do it all for you. The administrator of the
guide me.
Yeah.
No,
guide
yeah, I was
it.
Doing that. I was showing off.
Do all my drugs for me, man.
Taylor did it for me the
Tell
first
me how it goes. 70 times.
I mean, yeah, I guess if you'll spot me.
Yeah, if you want it.
Yeah, give him a little one.
And, this is going to be the worst decision of all time.
No, it's not. You're going to be pleasantly surprised.
You'll work it through it. You'll like it. It's just, you just suddenly feel a lot higher, but not in a way that'll freak you out, I don't think.
Oh, that's good.
You're getting a tattoo in Tijuana tonight.
It hurts your throat most of all. Like, that's why you should do a little one, because it's like a big bong rip, a really
so
big
just hold
bong
it up.
Rip.
All right, if you want to.
Sure.
But yeah, so we'll just go this on here, and then once it melts down, I'll put the cap on.
Yeah, and you just suck the whole time. Just like your act.
There you go.
I couldn't help that one. I just sometimes you just have to say them. I think we both know you're very funny. Oh. That one was just too much, too laid out.
The ghost of Rich Voss came into you.
Exactly. No, that's the thing. Every time I go on radio with those guys in New York, that's what happens is y'all just dig at each other when it's a really good one.
Yeah.
Not just, hey, asshole. You know, yeah. you got to have, there's got to be something behind it, you know?
Yeah, real personal
try to have it.
Yeah. Something that'll hurt.
Something heartbreaking.
Yeah, well... I don't even, that's another thing is I don't like digs that end in like your act, you know, like say
I enjoyed that one.
The next show we're going to do here is going to be Monday, July 16th at a time TBD. We're going to figure that out later. He's doing another
one. How was that?
It is a true effort to keep my eyes open.
I mean, that's the thing, is it is it does make me sleepy for sure, but
that fast.
I have a spot tonight. I'm gonna lose my mind publicly.
We're still on the show. You fall asleep.
What time's your
8:30?
Well, that's not bad. I've got a 9:30. I'm doing Douglas Movies at the UCB Franklin location.
Nice.
And I feel like that's enough recovery time. I should be fine. And I mean, I'll get high again.
Yeah.
You know, I'll get high again before my show. But you're not like, you don't get high and go on stage. You don't really
sometimes,
do it that way.
Sometimes.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm in a new place.
Okay.
I like to give it my all.
That's not a bad place, you know? That's
creeps me out.
What? You like people
Ever?
To be more
being high on stage?
High on stage.
Oh.
Surprise.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of people don't like it. For sure, but for me, it just, not that I ever hated doing stand-up, but, like, there's just too many people that show up to a comedy that with no sense of humor.
Right.
You know, and they're always just sprinkled into a great crowd, so they're just there to ruin it for everybody,
yeah.
And, you know, and just, you know, it's kind of unavoidable, especially with alcohol involved, but just the whole process, me being high, I just have more fun. I don't lash out at people as much.
Yeah. Well, that'll be a good turn when, like, comedy clubs are serving marijuana.
Well, it's a bad turn because I've already experienced it in Toronto, and it's super fun to go there. But for the comic, everyone's just really high.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's hard to, like, you know, good luck with jokes that are two sentences or more.
They're coping with their own shit.
Yeah, it's got to be right away.
Yeah, and also just goofing around, you know, like silliness is good in that situation. But it's also the room is just full of smoke and, you know, so you can barely see the stage. And it's just sort of like, oh, now I get why they don't let cigarettes in clubs anymore. Like, it really does kind of change the room. So... did I get a signal? No? Okay, good. Yeah, I'm that kind of high. We're like, I'm just like thinking that thinking that I saw the 2-minute sign, but then, because I'll nod, yeah, okay, I saw it. And then like a minute later, I'll be like, oh, now though? now did that really happen? Because now it's really happening. But he also could just be pulling my leg.
It might be.
No, but we have a hard out at the very end of the show. I'm glad we got all the plugs in and that we're back on July 16th and that Kyle is very, very uncomfortable.
I'm sorry. I'm such a shitty guest.
No, dude, it's good. I think you've been hilarious.
Really, and, like just sitting in space.
Yeah, I love it.
That's the point, is you just eventually just float away.
Yeah.
Oh, now I get it. All this time.
Yeah.
I just like calling it the spacement. And thank you to Mike Cannon as well. You guys were both good sports. How's the dab treating you?
Yeah, I don't know what's what.
Okay. I mean, that's an answer to the question I asked. So you seem to be on the right track. You should be okay. And, you know, we make sure you get home in a car service.
Yeah.
Smooth land.
Yeah, our friend Mark Norman was, you know, bragging to somebody about they get you high and they give you a ride. All right, so we only got 30 seconds till we're back in orbit. I don't know, some space words. But thank you guys for watching, and thank you to the Dab King. Thank you to Alicia with Hot Topics. And thank you, Kyle and Mike. And we'll see you. How many weeks is that from now?
Three
weeks
ish.
What are we guessing on?
We'll see you in 3 weeks.
I thought his numbers.
July 16th.
Yeah.